on the phone now is Deborah Kanja, who is the Lansing Community College Board President. Good evening, Deborah. How are you?
Good evening, and thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Wanted to come to you after some difficult discussions and decisions. A vote was held that passed the new budget, and it involved a tuition increase as well. I know your position in the past when we've spoken is you were personally not in favor of a tuition increase.
No, that's right. I haven't been in favor of tuition increases. We did increase tuition this time by $3 per credit hour, which puts us up to $79 per credit hour. We still, even with that increase, will be, I believe, the third lowest out of all 28 community colleges in the state. I
was just going to say, and that has always been, when we have talked before, your primary focus has been on affordability and accessibility to students.
Yes, and we're still very focused on that. You know, it's a very difficult time, and we have to balance our need to reduce expenditures. At the same time, we want to improve some of our offerings, and we also want to focus on some important initiatives like student success. So as a board, we had to weigh all of that, and that was the balance we came to.
Was it kind of a consensus among the board, or was it divided?
You know, one of my goals as board chair has been to try to find a common ground between all of us. I mean, we don't all agree on everything, but I think that as we work together and we find a common ground, we probably collectively approximate the views of our community. So I believe it's important for us to try to find that common ground, and that's what we did. I mean, there's a little bit of give on tuition, and there's a little bit of a give from others on some budget cuts that we had to make, and then there also with respect to the initiatives that we approved. So it was a compromise all around.
Well, and I think as you're describing that means a well-balanced board. You know, I frankly don't know anybody I get along with all the time or agree with all of the time. I should clarify that. But I think you're correct that it shows a representation of the community at large and having different voices. There were some difficult cuts that had to be made as well.
Yes, there were, and there were cuts that, you know, I wasn't in favor of. But again, I recognize that my view won't always prevail, but that when we come to a consensus among us on the board, we probably are representing our community well. So if some of the cuts were difficult for me, some of the programs I didn't want to see go away, but at the same time, I recognize that, you know, the money isn't there that used to be there. And so we have to make difficult cuts, just like everyone has to make in their personal budget.
Were there some layoffs that needed to happen as well at this point?
Well, you know, we went through a process called program analysis where we reviewed our programs and the kind of enrollment they had. And in particular, the college administration was looking to see whether or not people coming out of those programs could be expected to get what they were calling well-paying jobs or jobs that would enable them to even pay back their student loans that they might have. And so anytime you agree to eliminate a program, that means that people who go along with that program might be eliminated because, you know, they may have other positions that they can move into at the college, but you don't know that for certain. So, yeah. And then, of course, there are always positions that maybe are available that we decide not to fill.
Mm-hmm. There were also, though, even during this time of cuts, and not just for Lansing Community College, but other community colleges and universities across the country, that you were able to make some additions in this as well that would be good for the school.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that we are one of the largest, maybe the largest, online course offerer. And we put some substantial resources into continuing to improve our online course offerings in terms of ebooks and other initiatives. So you have to continue to invest in those things that provide the offerings that your students need in order to stay current.
Well, and you were working with over $7 million gap.
Yes.
Were you able to balance things then?
We did. In fact, I am very proud of the fact that the college, our financial house is in very good order. And we've actually won awards for our financial management. And we've been very careful in the last 3 years. We've been looking at expenses. We've been cutting where we needed to. We've been judicious in our expenditures, and so we are in good shape. That doesn't mean that we don't have to make difficult decisions. We do, but we're in good shape.
Well, it's certainly Lansing Community College is an incredible asset to our community, and I know it was hard work getting to this point, but it's to keep the institution healthy to move forward. Both of my daughters have gone there. I'm a big fan of Lansing Community College. Deborah, thank you very much for your time and kind of walking us through this process and telling us how we got there. I appreciate it this evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.